Details of the GOP spending plan released Monday show a budget drastically different than the one drafted by Democrats. Gone are the hundreds of millions in taxes on oil companies, tobacco, and hospitals proposed by Governor Doyle. Also missing is his proposal to expand government-funded health care to cover more low-income people and all children. Senate Democrats' universal health care plan would also get the axe. The plan would also spend $85 million less than the governor wanted on education, and it would cut how much schools are allowed to bring in from local property taxpayers. Democratic Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says Republicans are just cutting to fit what he calls unrealistic goals.
What you see now is you see a budget that was put together by the far right extreme of their caucus, and the tail's wagging the dog, and we see what that is and how it affects people across the state. It doesn't look good for local governments. It doesn't look good for education. It doesn't look good for covering all children with health care.
In addition to bringing school choice to Racine County, the proposal would cut state funding Democrats set aside to pay for an expansion of the choice program in Milwaukee. The Assembly GOP plan would also cut state support for the UW by $96 million and cap tuition increases at 4%. This is just one step in the process of drafting a new state budget. At some point, Assembly GOP leaders will need to sit down with Senate Democrats if they're to hash out a compromise. Whatever they decide goes to the governor, who can essentially rewrite the budget with his veto pen. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.